Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. As you know, we're on once a month. We're really excited to have you here. We're into the Thanksgiving holiday time of year for this show, and we have a lot of great stuff lined up for this evening. Before I get started, I'm going to do something a little bit different, and that is I want to give out the phone number. So for anybody who wants to call in for a reading or get some guidance or coaching, you can call in to 646-716-9663. We have a great group of people coming together this evening. We have our friend Brigitte Boyer, who is going to be channeling this evening. You can find out more about her teachings, her online program, and everything else that she has coming up by going to her website at lightbridge101.com. That's lightbridge101.com. Of course, if you're not quite sure on the name of the websites or the spellings of any of these, you can go to our radio website because we have all the links up there for everybody. And that website for the radio show is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. The music you heard in the intro and the music you're going to hear during different parts of the show is done through channeling by our friend Mike, and he's going to be doing some music in high definition tonight, and he's also going to be doing some live piano, and we're really excited to have his channel music here. As always, if you want to find out more about his music, it's all available for digital download off of his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. And with that, somewhere around here, we should have Brigitte. Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, I made it. Sorry about that. Greetings, everyone. Greetings, Mark and Mike. It's exciting to have all of you joining us at the Saint Germain Radio Show. And these are, once again, very, very busy times for all of us on a spiritual level. I invite you to check out the 1111 video that we created. You can find it on Mike's website at mikesnydercc.com. And it's an activation to support us in these times right now to really stay focused on our connection with spirit, because everything is speeding up even a little bit more. We are being prepared now for the birth of another consciousness, another light at Christmas, at the Festival of the Christ, at the winter solstice, not the Festival of the Christ, but the Festival of the Birth of the Christ and the Festival of Light. And so right now, if you've observed, even if you look around, there are a lot of people that talk about throwing things out, getting rid of things. I've been going through a detox. There's a lot that energy of letting go to make room for something new to come in. And we don't do these things by mistake. There's always a divine purpose, always a divine plan. If you read any of the amazing quotes of Carl C. Jung, he very much talks about that in the chaos, there is divine order. And so we might not be able to see the line that takes us from A to B to C, but there is a line, there is a path that we are on. And what helps us is that Thanksgiving celebration that's coming up, that's celebrated in America, is that vibration of gratitude. And often we try to be grateful for so many things, but let's keep it simple. Let's stay in the moment. Be grateful just for the moment. Be grateful for the gift of the in-breath, the breath that gives you life. Be grateful for the little things, like someone letting you in a line, or someone letting you in on the road when you're trying to merge into another lane. Little things to focus on. The key for us is to maintain balance. And someone, just a good friend, just messaged me this morning and said, you know, it's so difficult sometimes to balance the times when you feel filled with love, joy, and bliss with the times where you fall into the deeper mysteries of life, where you face your fears, where you face your inner unknown, to bring it up to the surface and to bring it to the light and to bring it to a higher vibration. And it is funny, whenever we face adversity, we tend to want to fall back to the past, the memories of the past, the memories of what we've experienced in these similar situations before. But I invite you very much to go into Thanksgiving, to go into the next few weeks, not so much focusing on the past, but really focusing on the moment and focusing on your alignment with spirit. Some of the greatest gurus talk about when your minds go into negativity, to just say any kind of mantra, preferably, of course, in an empowering mantra like Omnipadaham, or there's all different kinds. Even if you just say peace as a mantra, I am peace, I am love. It helps you to shift the vibration. It helps you to not go down the rabbit hole. And with everything the way it's accelerating, it is very beneficial to become aware of that 1111 key, that 1111 consciousness. So tonight, with the Masters of Light, is dedicated to support you in your consciousness shifts, to strengthen you in maintaining balance, to strengthen you in staying and maintaining a sense of gratitude for the little things. And all of this only teaches you more about yourself, because when you are grateful in the moment, when you use the mantras to stay in the vibration of love and peace, you find that you are also capable of staying more of an observer instead of getting pulled into the drama. And when you're more of an observer, the choices that you then make are very different, but it also allows you to witness your own self in a very new way. Because when you're in the drama, you cannot really see what's motivating you to make certain choices. But when you are in the observer role and you see yourself making certain choices, you can actually witness what the power is that is behind those choices, what the fear is, what the real fear is behind it. And often it is as simple as our fear of actually just being our true self, out of fear of being hurt or judged or persecuted or destroyed in any formal way. Mark, you took some classes of self-exploration too. What has muted? Unmuted. Okay. You've been taking some classes, Mark, about self-realization, right? What has been your experience? What message can you give to the listeners that can help them right now in the preparation of making room for a new light to enter, a new sense of self to enter?
Excuse me. Apologize there. Hit the wrong switchboard. You know, I think the message or the thing that I want to share is that, you know, the realization that's been coming through with some of the teachings I've been learning from is that everything we seek, we already are. So if we seek to be enlightened, the truth is we're actually already enlightened. If we seek to be realized, we actually are realized already. And there was a teaching that came through a few years ago that said, you know, you can't really search or go after something that you don't already know. And I think, you know, one of the common lessons that's been coming through for so many is that everything you need is inside of you already. You know, it, of course, you know, when we work with people like you, Brigida, or other teachers, it's more of a resemblance. You know, every once in a while, we need that little kick in the right direction, or maybe a very guiding light, you know, to kind of help us on our journey, which is what some of the great messages that come through and the channel messages is about. And that is really, really understanding that that we know everything already. We have everything inside of us. We actually have all the answers. And, you know, through all these different teachings and all these great gifts that everybody shares, we have the ability to kind of remember what exactly we are and how to actually integrate those changes into our lives.
And don't you agree that a big part in that, though, is that we often get impatient and we want to know more than we need to know? Is that we want to experience and know more, and so we ask the divine for answers that are not even readily there, that can't be given to us at that moment because it's simply not time yet. And then we get frustrated and impatient, or we fear that there is a lack, when in reality, whatever we need at any moment in time will be given to us. And that includes the answers, the self-realization, the awareness that we need at any moment in time. And we are so often afraid that we are going to miss the ball, we're going to miss the message. So we want to, like, plan ahead, you know, find a plan A, B, and C. So if A doesn't work, we have a plan B and C. And that even we do with spirituality. So we ask, like, to receive confirmation. And in reality, as you said, Mark, we already have the answers within us. We already know. We just don't trust it so much.
Yeah, I think lots of times we see that only in hindsight. When we can look back in hindsight, we see the beautiful divine timing to everything. We understand sometimes why we go through what feels like the dark night of the soul. You know, some very testing time periods where things don't feel quite right. And that's generally the cusp that we're on for the growth. It's you know, it's in those dark times that we're about to really move forward into something very powerful. But how many times do we kind of go through that experience and just not want to be there? Or, I mean, nobody wants to deal with that, you know, those negative aspects. They don't want to be in those dark places. But in hindsight, we can see the beauty of the design. We can see the perfect timing of everything. And yeah, it is, you know, it is about patience and about really allowing things to unfold and understanding that things are really given to you in a certain way, just so it doesn't totally overwhelm you on your journey. I think so many of us want to go very, very fast. We want everything. And we don't realize that there's part of our body that needs to integrate that. And in some cases, you know, you can actually get pretty sick because your body needs to actually shut down and go through a time period of integrating all these beautiful changes or a new life vibration or something like that. So, you know, some aspects of sickness could even be linked to the fact that the spirit and the body are out of sync.
Yes, especially in these times right now where our whole physical body is changing to be able to hold more light. Our nervous system is being rewired so we can run higher frequencies of energies for us. We all are making statements that we seek to ascend. And some of the things that have to happen is for our body to ascend in a way too, to be able to hold these higher frequencies. And of course, the environment hasn't really supported that. We are not in temples where we meditate from morning to night and where we eat only the purest foods and the highest quality of foods that can be available. And so there is an inner battle occurring between what we want to bring in higher frequencies and that bliss and that beautiful energy when we are connected with spirit. But then we have to understand that our body has to catch up too. And that's when we go, as you say, Mark, sometimes for illness to force us to pay attention again to that beautiful vehicle that is our physical self, that is the temple of our soul and our divine essence. So yes, very much so. And I've heard of several people after 11/11 that got sick because the frequency was raised again, was ripped up again. We received downloads again. And so it brings change, which is beautiful, sometimes a little scary, but it also has a physical effect on us and we have to honor that. Yes, that's very beautiful. So we will see what the hierarchy of light has to say. I'm not sure who's going to come through. And if it is Saint Germain or another master or angelic being or maybe even a galactic master. But the first thing we are going to do is we are going to open your heart up a little further. This is all about being willing to open up your heart further, to let more of your spiritual self in, to let go a little bit more of control so that you can move into this place of gratitude, into this place of peace, into this place of bliss, and becoming conscious of all parts of you, even the parts that you're afraid of. Because all it is that you're afraid of is your potentiality of finding your wings again and spreading them for you to fly. So we are going to have an opening piece that is very much focused on the vibration of love. It is connected to the third ray. The ray, which is this join of the third ray, is Master Paul the Venetian. And it is about being willing to allow yourself to be cradled by this higher vibration of love and nurtured, so that you can look beyond the limitations that you sometimes fear being in the body and step into that gentle, kind, loving awareness that supports you instead of hinders you. And with that, most beautiful, Mark is also going to offer his blessing, his oneness blessing. Mark, you want to describe real fast what that's all about?
Yeah, basically the oneness blessing came from a guru in India from the Oneness University. And one of the things that he wanted to do is he wanted to bring more light to the planet in a time that he considered to be very critical, which was back in 1998. And the way he wanted to bring that light to the planet is he found a way of actually channeling a light energy from, you know, like Brigitte had said, kind of from the different rays of God or of Christ. And that light is basically handed down to what's called the oneness blessing giver, which is what I am. And there's the interesting story behind it was that the guy who started this and wanted to create more light on the planet by having so many people become blessing givers by the end of 1998, he had hoped for roughly, I think, 75,000. And by the end of 1998, he had 500,000 blessing givers on the planet in 57 countries. So it basically created a tipping point in the planet to bring so much light to the planet to offset a lot of what some people would consider to be a lot of the negative aspects. That's why so much change and so many things are being brought to the surface now, because the light is pushing that up to the surface. So this blessing that I'm going to send out to everybody who's listening to the show, and I'll actually be sending it out to the entire planet during the show, not only just the show. This energy, when it comes to you, basically just gives you whatever it is that's necessary that you need. So I always say it's for whatever is for your highest good. And I always set the intention that it allows change in your life with grace and ease. As we just got off the topic a few minutes ago about accelerated growth and how sometimes that's not a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and kick off the music and start sending out the blessing to everybody.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. We're going to be listening to a music piece that Brigida and Mike had worked on. And we're hearing what's called the heart activation. And here we go.
Greetings. I am Archangel Gabriel, and I come to you as a messenger of love, of peace, but most importantly, of hope. It is so easy to get lost in the currents of transformation. Light following darkness, darkness following light, in-breath and out-breath, expansion and contraction, how to maintain that focus point where you are connected to spirit, and allow Spirit to work with you and through you, guide and direct you at all times. Being human, being part of the human collective consciousness, pulls on you. It is that nagging voice that consistently is asking you to pay attention to something else. And even though you might not hear it as a voice, your nervous system, your body can feel it. And as much as you would like to be in an empowered state all the time, can become a challenge depending on where you are and what you are surrounded with. And so I am here to support you, to strengthen you, to empower you, to build a momentum to that light within you so that you can be purified and you can be that shining beacon of hope yourself that humanity so much needs at this time of awakening. In the Northern Hemisphere, you're starting to entering the darker days ahead. And so it is very easy to feel a form of lethargy, a form of tiredness, a form of not wanting to take the extra step. But more than ever, is that extra step needed? Yes, you're going to be facing adversity. And it is very easy, based on the past, to go back into believing that there is no hope, that there is no future, that you're simply stuck in a loop that consistently brings you back where you started from. But that is not truth. That is what your human self, your lower self, keeps telling you to keep you in a place of separation. The truth is that you are never the same one second to the next. You can't possibly go through a loop. What is true is that ascension goes through a cycle that takes the form of a spiral. So it might appear that situations are coming back into your life that are similar to what you've experienced in the past, but they will never be the same. You've changed. And if you're very honest with yourself, back how much you've changed since 2010, leading into the 11-11-11 gateway, leading into December 21st, 2012, leading into the weeks and months and years thereafter. Remember how many predictions there were about Earth going through an axis shift, about lots of catastrophes. And even though there are catastrophes, there are storms of awakening, hurricanes, earthquakes, there are fires and droughts, still, you know what was predicted and how much worse it could have been. And it is thanks to you, thanks to your willingness to not give up hope, to stay strong on your path, to continue facing your fears, and transforming and transmuting them into love and light. You all work with Saint Germain, and Saint Germain is right here with me. Saint Germain is supporting your path of change because you're treading a path that others then can follow. But he also knows how important it is for you to stop and to refuel and to nurture yourself, and to remember that you're doing this by yourself, but that you have a team with you that you can call on, that the journey of self-realization doesn't have to be a journey you take alone. Yes, everything is within you, but sometimes you simply cannot see everything that is within you. And that's where we come in, where we are going to shine the light to allow you to see the beauty that is within you. Look at your physical body. Yes, there are sometimes pains and aches, but if you really observe these pains and aches, they are profound messengers to teach you about yourself. And if you don't pay attention, they become louder and louder. And so it is important for you at adversity, not out of a place of fear, but out of a place of an opportunity that is being given to you to grow beyond the self you've been before. It is showing you that you're ready to take it to the next level. It is showing you that you have the power within you to move mountains, but not alone, but through the alignment with your spiritual self. I, Archangel Gabriel, and my divine complement, Achei Hope, we work together from the fourth ray, the ray of purification. So one of the keys for you is to consistently keep purifying yourself. And there will be times where you might not even have the ability to have trust and faith. Then all that is left for you in your heart is hope. Hope is the tiniest aspect of the God self, and yet it is also the most powerful one. Because when you have a tiny bit of hope, even when there's nothing, this little bit of hope can allow you to make the impossible possible, will allow you to break through the limitations that you thought you could never break through, will allow you to take that extra mile that you never thought you would be able to walk. That's what hope does. Hope seems so gentle and so soft, and yet it holds the greatest strength. Sometimes, especially when you are facing some illness and it is not getting better, and you're forced to face that there's truly nothing else you can do, you're forced to surrender to the moment, even being willing to face moments of death. But as you do, you can still have the hope within you that even in this death, you will be reborn again. You don't need to know. And you might not even have the strength to have trust and faith, but you can have the hope that that trust and faith will come at some point. So I want you to take a deep breath, gentle touch of hope within you. It is important to not just negate hope as something weak, but to recognize it for true years. That beautiful dove that carries the olive branch to you, telling you, even though there is no land in sight, there shall be land. Don't lose hope. You've come so far. Now is not the time to turn back. Keep going. Keep going. Keep steady. Let one moment go and the next one come, and simply focus on the moment. Focus, even if necessary, on the repetition of the moment, in the knowing that something at some point will change. At some point, there's going to be a disruption of that routine. And you don't need to know when, You don't need to know why. You don't need to know where. You just need to know that through the power of hope, you will make it through to the other side of the journey. You know that many of you are not very happy in the relationships or in the lacking of relationships you're experiencing. Just know that through the inner change you're going through, the outer change happens too. It is a universal law. So don't give up hope. Don't fear that because you're not ready to take the necessary steps, that those necessary steps won't happen regardless. Hold on to that flame of hope within you. Hold on to the strength it can give you. Hope can give you more strength than you thought possible. See yourself as that marathon runner who ran for 39 out of 40 miles, let's say. Doesn't think he will make the last mile. And then there's something within that awakens. A little tiny, feathery feeling, a push, a sensation. And I want you to feel that sensation, that candle, that tiny little candle that shines in the midst of a dark room, that doesn't force you, calls you to keep going towards the light, to not waver, to just keep taking another step and keep taking another step. And so I want you to find that light within you, that candle. For some, it might be a very big candle because you're very familiar with the power of hope. For some, you might not even see it at first because you've pushed hope so much aside, always trying to be the strong one, trying to do the right thing, and not really allowing yourself that gentleness and softness, that the feathery vibration of hope. Everything else fails. Hope will not. Hope will always find a way to reach you. Gently, softly, but it will reach you. And so look into that flame. And let it call you into its heart, into its warmth. And allow yourself to feel gentle touch of that flame within you. Allow it through the end of an out-breath to begin to shine brighter and brighter. So you can feel it filling you up. Filling every cell of your body up. Begin filling you up further and further. You yourself become that light, that candle that helps someone on a snowy winter night to find their way home. That is why often candles are used in the winter as a symbol to not give up hope. Spring will come, then summer will follow. There is a rhythm to life, a rhythm to evolution, a rhythm to creation. And there are times when the winter months start when you want to fight that rhythm because you're not ready yet for that darkness. You're not ready yet for the cold days. You're still hanging on to the summer and the warm days that you experienced then. And so there's a battle going on. That light of hope will soften you, soften your heart so you can let go of what seemed to be the safety net for you. You can let go of the past. And allow yourself, even though it might be blindfolded for a while, to allow yourself to continue forward and be taken to where you need to be. Hope will get you there. And so feel yourself now becoming that hope for humanity, becoming that light for humanity, mostly because you were willing to invite thatness and gentleness and that purity and love into your own self and to allow it to grow. And out of this hope comes trust and faith. Because when all fails, hope will bring you back to that alignment of trust and faith. You can call trust and faith the brother and sister, or the elder brother and sister of hope. Hope is more like the little innocent child that waves at you and wants you to play regardless of the outer circumstances. And so hope wants you to remember your own innocent self again. That's why when Jesus was born, it was considered a time of new hope, hope for change. At that time, you didn't know whether change was going to happen or was going to come, but now there was hope that change was possible. And every single one of you, it is the same. Of course, you don't know if you're going to be able to change the world, to change humanity, to change the collective. But you being part of the collective, creating the hope that change is possible, that evolution to a consciousness of love, peace, and oneness is possible through you. And if you are in a relationship that you feel has outlived its length of time or its purpose, you are the hope and the knowing that something else will come that will be more perfectly in alignment with you. That hope will not stop you from doing what you're doing, but will remind you to never give up, to never not believe in the power of love. Hope is love. It is a certain aspect of love. And so see yourself and the many, many other light workers around the world as you're all these beautiful candles of hope. And see all of your lights connecting now, creating this beautiful grid of light around the earth. And this light touches all those who are afraid of that light, who are afraid that if they open themselves up to that light, they are going to be considered weak or fragile. But let that feathery light touch them gently, guide them to turn, to open up their eyes, but most importantly, their hearts. And together, you as that beacon of love and hope, as those who are willing to look upon that light for the first time, together you are being raised up beyond this earth realm into the loving embrace of the choir of healing angels that are taking all those that you're bringing up into the higher realms, into their loving embrace, holding them, touching their hearts, continuing to give those strengths that you've brought to them. So recognize that hope is a bridge. Hope is a bridge between that what is possible and that what appears to be impossible. It is a bridge between heaven and earth. It is a bridge between form and formlessness. And so focus once again to your own self. Focus once again on the light that is the flame of hope within you. And use your in-breath and out-breath to enter the portal of the flame and let yourself be taken out of your physical self into the loving embrace of your divine I Am Presence. Allow your divine I Am Presence to hold you now. And Mike, I ask you to get ready when I give you the sign to play a small piece of music to support the sacred union. And so everyone, I want you to feel that loving embrace of your divine I Am Presence holding you. And as the two of you are in a loving embrace, your divine I Am Presence merges its mind with your mind and its heart with your heart. And you become one. And in this place of oneness, you can look upon your own human self that you've left behind, upon your own life in a new way. And so I want you to look and sense through this connection the purity of your spiritual light to your own human self and into every part of your life, as Mike is now playing a piece of music for you. Thank you, Mike. And so this sacred union is not something that you simply separate from. It is your spiritual self that you're going to take with you now back into your body, into your human self. And so together, you're getting ready to move back towards the Earth's realm. But before you do that, take a look. Take a look at the vast universe around you. Take a look at the stars, at the planets, at the galaxies. And know that all of that vastness, all of that beauty, has one thing in common. It doesn't always know. It doesn't always understand. But it has the hope of knowing and understanding at some point in time. So when you go back into your human life, be aware that you will not always know and understand what is happening. And it might even frighten you because you feel helpless. You feel that everything is out of your control. And yet, that is not truth. There is the hope that as you move along, you will recognize the signs. And at some point, you will look back and you will understand. But part of the mastery, part of the path of ascension, of becoming an ascended master yourself again, because it is an again. You came out of all that is. You came from God's creator, the great spirit of all that is, and that's where you're going to return to. So, yes. Everything is within you. It is simply a matter of you being open to wait for the awakening necessary, taking you from one level of consciousness to the next level of consciousness. And you can interfere with this path, or you can support it. You interfere this path by doing whatever you can to lower your frequency. Whether it is through food, whether it is through activities, whether it's through nurturing your anger and your hatred and your fear, or you can do it through being gentle with yourself, finding ways to communicate with your soul and with your spiritual self through the work of art, through music, through paintings, through poetry, through nature. It is up to you. Which part within yourself do you want to feed? But the truth is eventually you will get into the full awakening of your ascended self again. But part of the mastership is the ability to walk blindfolded, even disconnected at times to the extent where it is difficult for you to even maintain that sense that you are part of something greater. And in those moments, remember that beautiful candle that exists in you, always lit, always burning, always sharing its warmth and its gentleness with you. So slowly allow yourself, together with your spiritual self, to re-enter your physical body. Feel that alignment. Feel your connection with the earth. And know that you're not alone. Know that you don't need to have all the answers. Know that you're not on the wrong path. You might be walking a detour, but if you do, it is a necessary detour. Allow yourself a moment to just relax. Take a deep breath and to give yourself permission to not have to have it all figured out, to not have to be strong in the sense of that you're the strong one, but to be willing to let us be the strength for you. Let me be your strength. Call me and feel my presence. Feel my loving embrace. Feel my wings around you, holding you up when you think nothing else can hold you up anymore. That is the power of hope, holding you up and nothing else seems to be able to hold you up anymore. So know that in the days ahead, there will be many challenges faced by many of you. Nothing to be afraid of. It is not the end of the world. It's simply asked of you to become stronger in your light within, in your gentleness, in your kindness, in the vibration of love, in the vibration of peace. Next phase in your life cannot be battled, cannot be a war, cannot be a fight. Gentleness, kindness, and being true to that light within will assist you to take it to the next level. I am with you always. I support you always. My love is with you always. And so is also the love of my divine complement, Archangel Hope. I am Archangel Gabriel, and I will support you in the days ahead. Now that the power of hope is the greatest power there is. Blessings to you, and it is so. And in this moment of change, as Mark, you can give out the phone number and I will see who wants to come through to answer any questions.
Okay. If you'd like to call in and get some guidance or some coaching, you can call our phone number at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Thank you.
And if no caller is present, maybe we want to play another small piece of music from you, Mike?
We do have a caller when you're ready.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, we have Marilyn from Colorado.
Greetings, Marilyn. I am Archangel Mike, and it is such a blessing to be with you at this time. How can I be of assistance?
Thank you so much for your guidance. I am in a position where I have been working on self-actualization and raising my vibration and doing work to connect with my spiritual self. And I'm feeling that more and more and more. And I'm also looking at a way to bring that to others and serve others. And I've been focusing on creating a business that would allow me to serve others, but I'm not so clear on the sort of way that I will be serving others. I do have a master's degree in transpersonal psychology, so I'm thinking maybe of counseling or coaching. I also had a job interview yesterday for a CEO position of a nonprofit. I'm sort of just trying to kind of hone in on what the best route this point might be for me, if you have any guidance.
I certainly do. I ask you to let your mind go quiet for a moment. Take a couple of deep breaths and allow yourself to go into your heart and even beyond your heart into that deeper place where your true love is, your passion, your love, the fire, that what is driving you to even be of service in the first place. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Beautiful. Now, there is different avenues where you can express this beautiful light of yours. But there's one avenue in particular that gives you tremendous joy. You can feel it in every part of your body. Just feel it. Just be honest with yourself. What is it? Even if nobody was interested in it, what is it that you enjoy the most when you are in service of others? to others.
It's the connection, heart to heart, or
beautiful
love.
The connection,
yeah.
Heart to heart, right?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
connection. What is the most enjoyable way for you to create this connection? Or even the easiest and most enjoyable way for you to create this connection? Is it through words? Is it through touch? Is it through music? How is it for you? How do you feel you can reach that heart-to-heart connection in the most loving and most passionate way? Something that you really enjoy, where you can see in those that you touch that something has happened. Their eyes change. You can see it. It's what drives you to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? Would it be the touch? Would it be the word?
I think it's the words.
Yes,
it is
the word.
It's the word. Yeah.
And when you speak the words, in what form do the words flow in the most loving, the most comforting way out of you to someone else? Is it in form of guidance? Is it in form of storytelling? Is it in form of creating structure through management? In what form does it feel the most natural to you?
I think it's a combination of kind of a teaching and a teaching and a experiential guiding people experientially through story, yeah.
Beautiful. So when you talk about teaching, what are you most passionate about teaching? And please, for all the listeners, I am guiding only one listener through their journey, but it affects you too. Ask yourselves the same questions. This is not just about an individual. This is about all of you. You don't go deep enough within yourself to really feel and sense what the answer is that is coming right out from your own inner self. So if you could teach, Marianne, what would you teach?
Connection to the inner self, connection to that inner energy, that core of connecting with the spiritual self, that ability to feel and to know that connection.
So that is your focus. That is your intention, whether it's for a group or for an individual. That is what you're going to create an altar towards, that there is a way out there where you can make this so, where you can bring all of that into physical manifestation in form of a place where you can offer teachings and do individual sessions, in form of being available to others to do that, in form of even traveling and doing this, in form of you writing about it and teaching others to do it. That's what your focus is. That is your true calling. That is what you need to have trust and faith, and that is for you to develop. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It's along the lines of what has been coming up, what has been surfacing in my awareness, and thank you for connecting me with that in a way that feels just feels very pure, very true.
And anything that is being offered to you that is not holding that vibration, it's not for you to walk down that path. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. That very helpful.
Yeah. That is the last piece, isn't it? You have to
feel
your passion first. You have to feel your intention of what it is you want to create. And then as you create it, as you put it out there, as you ask the hierarchy of light to support you in bringing this to you, be very clear on that feeling, because if it's not there, then it's not for you.
That's right. Oh, thank you so much. That's so helpful.
And many of you like to keep it safe. And so they compromise and they would say to themselves, well, this might lead me then to that, what creates the feeling. But that's only a compromise that is not truth.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, that really explains so much and gives me clarity in moving forward to connect with that feeling first.
Perfect. Thank you. And again, this is a message for everybody listening. You got to go within yourself. You have to go deep into that, what your true love is, your true passion. If it's bringing light through photography, if it's bringing love and light and healing through music, if it's through words, if it is through touch, get to the core of that first, then build upon that. Would you like to touch groups? Would you like to touch individuals? Would you like to start with individuals? Would you like to touch as groups? And then create, dedicate a place where you do nothing else than bringing in this essence into you, visualizing how you want to see this to become a reality. This is giving birth to your creation and bringing the opportunities to you that you need to then make it so.
I love that idea of creating a space where that's where I bring it through with my connection and my feeling. Perfect.
Very much so. Blessings to you. And that you are on the right place, you're in the right place and on the right path, have trust and faith.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, we got one more. Maria?
Yeah, hi, Brigitte. It's Marie, how are you? Or Saint Germain, hello?
In this case, you are talking to Archangel Michael, but it is a blessing to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, as you may know, I'm still in Northern California pursuing the fruition of all the work over these many years, and very pleased about that. And there seem to be, there are two major pathways that are converging toward that end. And I'd like to know if there's any particular message or advice that may be forthcoming, and even if there's something to be said to my younger son with whom I'm staying at this time.
First of all, the answer that I gave to Marianne is also the answer to you. This is an inner journey, and this is committing yourself to that, what represents the vibration that you're so passionate about, that is your true fuel, that has kept you going for all these years. Always be true to that. And if any aspect does not reflect that back to you, then take a different route.
Mm-hmm.
And now that a different route will be provided to you. As far as your son, there is an opportunity that is presenting itself for him. But he is too busy looking other places. It is important to take this time to go into silence and to face the demon within yourself. You're ready for that. And as he is facing that inner demon with the wings of the angelic self that he holds and puts his own wings around that part of him that has been keeping him up at night. Great healing is going to take place that will then give him the opportunity to take that necessary next step that is just waiting for him to take the move.
Beautiful. That makes so much sense. Thank you.
Now that it is always an honor and a blessing to work with you and through you. Don't give up now. Just continue focusing on your passion. And now that you draw to you exactly what you need, don't let yourself be blinded by some of the promises given to you. Look underneath the surface and feel what the substance is. Then you will know which route to take.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very honored to have a partner over this almost a year now of being out here who has the capacity to facilitate, you know, this vision that has consumed me for all these years.
And so build upon that. Let it flourish. Let it blossom. Let it become what it needs to become. It has mm-hmm. a life of its own. Don't mm-hmm. control it. Allow it to unfold.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. That's very helpful.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is
Thank
so.
Thank you. Namaste.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to all of you. And it is so. Namaste.
Beautiful.
Thank you, everyone. I hope you join us next month again, second Tuesday of the month, right? And I'm a little out of it still. But thank you very much for joining us. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. Mike, you're online?
Yeah. Thank you. It was a beautiful night.
Beautiful music, Mike, as usual. Beautiful energy, Mark. Oh, my God, it was amazing.
Very cool. And our next show is December 12th.
Awesome. 12-12. You can't beat that. Yay. I hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving and talk to you in a month. Peace out.
All right. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.